Hard to believe that we have rolled right into summer with the temperatures up. Welcome back to Electrification, Sensible Heating and Cooling podcast here and monthly features that we bring to you. Co-owner Phil Jensen here and Joe Jensen keeping an eye on us to make sure that we're keeping it straight. Corey Lopez here. Happy summer.
Happy right summer.
In the thick of baseball season.
Yeah.
In this family, we always talk about baseball.
You got to. You got the 14-year-old is turning into a big, strong young man.
Yes. And crushing it. And he's got his big summer season coming up. That's for sure. We talked a little bit in our April podcast, but we did want to mention, if somebody gave you a call right now, we could schedule out some service work, but I'm sure people are already cranking the AC, right? I mean, it's hot out. And if you need a new one, you best be calling now because you guys are pretty busy with that.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting because it's like how I buy snow tires. I wait till it snows and then I buy the tires.
Right.
And I guess that's just human nature. That's exactly what's happening to us. We we go through our slow season from January until April, and then May hits, and we can't keep up. So, which is a nice place for us to be.
Yeah, absolutely. We also talked about the prices for new air conditioners. They're great. They work fantastic. They're very good for the environment. But the new regulations have taken the refrigerant that is used now. We were harping on this, over the last couple of years. Hey, the regulations are going to change. They changed at the beginning of the year. Are there any more of those units available for install that use the old refrigerant where it's a little bit cheaper, or are those almost gone?
Yeah, they're pretty much gone at this point, and there's a few here and there, and it's, what happens is that the popular sizes get used up pretty quickly. Those are the middle sizes, and then the real small ones and the real large ones are the ones that are left over at the end, and then, those get bought up, and so, yeah, by the end of the summer, even those will be gone, and so we're on to the new refrigerant, and here we are. So,
well, it's good news though with the new refrigerant. I mean, with the regulations, what they're trying to do is have something that's more environmentally friendly.
Right. Right. And so, so that's the whole point behind the change. And so our manufacturers have chosen to go to, there's two changes actually. So there's one that is required to be done by, 2025 this year. And then the other one, the second one is required to be done by 2030. And so actually what a lot of manufacturers have done is there's two refrigerants. There's an R32 and then there's an R454. And so the manufacturers that we're using have decided to bypass this first change, meaning that they're jumping to the second change. And so they're going to the refrigerant with the even less global warming potential than the one that's required by 2030. So,
nice.
So yeah, so this will be refrigerant that's around for a very long time. And so we're glad about that because, it's taken some additional training and some special tools and things like that. So, our technicians are trained on how to install the new systems and so far it's been good.
That's good. And it's forward thinking by a lot of the companies there. And it's good stuff. SensibleHeat.net is our website. You want to know more about it, we've got some blogs up there about the changes. If you want to learn more about that when it comes to refrigerants and the new regulations that are out there. And then we have links too. If you want to learn even more about it, we have links on our blogs. And you always go back and listen to the electrification podcast too, because we do our best to try to explain. You notice I threw a we in there. You're the one that's doing all the explaining. I'm just trying to keep the trains running on time here, essentially. It is summertime, and although I know just enough, but it still sounds strange to talk about heat pumps in the summer. But maybe they should have named them just pumps, because heat pumps can work all year round, right?
Yes, yeah. And heat pumps are just essentially air conditioners that have a reversing mechanism in it. And what it does is it changes the flow of refrigerant. So in the summertime, they're an air conditioner, and it's a little bit counterintuitive, because what a air conditioner does is it's removing heat from the house and pushing it to the outdoors. And a lot of people think of it as cold air, which, you know, ultimately that is the effect. But, you know, so what a heat pump does is it's taking warmth from one environment and pushing it out to a different environment. So in the summer, it's taking warmth from inside the house and pushing it to the outdoors. And then in the wintertime, it's taking warmth from the outdoor environment and pushing it indoors. And that seems strange to a lot of people, because when it's cold outside, people ask me, well, how can there be heat when it's 30 degrees outside or 0 degrees outside? And I don't want to get too technical or scientific about it, but until you reach absolute zero, which is like, I don't know, several hundred degrees below 0 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Then there is actually molecular motion, which is heat. So that's what all these geniuses have figured out, is how to extract heat out of the air, even when it's really cold outside. So the easiest way to think of it is your refrigerator is taking heat out of food that you had the food in a warm environment in your room. You put it in the refrigerator. The refrigerator is circulating air that picks up the heat off the food and then taking that heat and pushing it out into the kitchen. And that's exactly what a heat pump is.
So there you go. So everybody now going,
I know that was way too technical. Sorry about that.
No, you described it beautifully. I just think of an air conditioner blows cold air
right
into the room that I am in, and yeah, I feel better. Be.
Right.
And
creature comfort.
Right. And when it's wintertime, I want it to be blowing hot air on me.
Right. And so that hot air is actually, it's air, it's heat that was picked up from the air outside. And even though the air outside is 0 degrees outside, we have a compressor that uses the refrigerant to transfer the heat to the indoors. And all it's doing is it's changing the temperature of the heat, which is kind of hard to understand, but you've got two different things. You have heat is one thing and temperature is another, and you can transfer heat by changing temperature in the refrigerant. And so that's what heat pumps do. And it doesn't matter if it's a geothermal heat pump. The difference is between an air source heat pump, which takes heat from the air, and a geothermal heat pump, which takes heat from the ground, is just that the ground temperature stays more stable. That's why geothermal heat pumps are more efficient than air source heat pumps. But air source heat pump technology is amazing now, and we can pull heat out of 0 degree air. And there's some manufacturers that have been able to pull heat out of air that's 22 degrees below zero.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of amazing that you can get 100 degree air out of an environment that originally that heat was in a 22 degree below 0 degree environment.
Well, and that we've talked about this. We have blogs that you could go back and check out. Sensibleheat.net is our website. Just to click on the blog there, you click, and if you hold it down, the tab drops down to the podcast. You can listen to previous podcasts too. We've debunked a lot of the myths about heat pumps. They work here in Colorado. I know it gets cold here in Colorado along the Front Range, so they all work pretty well. So don't be confused. Instead of buying an air conditioner, you could just buy yourself a heat pump and take care of all four seasons, right?
Yep. And what's great about it is that a lot of people are really trying to make the conversion from using gas heating to heating with electricity. And there's all kinds of reasons for that. And so Xcel Energy in the Denver metro area and surrounding areas is paying huge amounts of money now for using a heat pump over using an air conditioner. So in a lot of cases, we've been able to put in heat pumps for less money than putting in an air conditioner. And the reason is because on the cold climate heat pumps, now the rebates are $2,200 per ton. So a 3-ton system is $6,600 rebate. It does have to be qualified as cold climate, which is kind of a special animal, but yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of incentives for putting in heat pumps over air conditioners now.
Wow, that's amazing. So there are some options out there, city and county wise. Those change and some run out
Right.
too. So, it would be best to get into. That's something you guys can help with. That's sensible.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have a page on our website that does go into the different types of rebates and tax credits that are available. And so that's a good place to start. And then if you want more detailed information, then our estimators are experts at guiding people through that process.
There are a couple of things that heat pumps do. Good for the environment, better for the environment. We talked about, hey, it's electrification. You get away from the traditional gas furnace, and that helps. It can also save you money in the long run. I'm going to point this out. This will be tagged. You'll see it on the on there. It's called the cooldown.com. But there was a YouTuber that lives in Canada that essentially went and bought a heat pump and then figured out how much money he saved. Now, keep in mind, this is Quebec in Canada, not necessarily way up north, but he said he saved on average about $600 a month compared to what his traditional furnace was costing him. And I don't know what kind of furnace he had before. And I'm just throwing a number out there, but in the long run, over the next few years, that actually buys his heat pump for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's probably kind of an extreme case, but and there's just so many different variables, and I think every situation is different. But one of the reasons that it took a long time for heat pumps to get popular in the Denver metro area is because the cost of natural gas here is very inexpensive compared to the cost of electricity. But in other parts of the country and in Canada, there's people use coal oil or coal, or they use fuel oil, and they use natural gas. Cut prices are much more expensive because of transportation costs through pipelines and things like that. But here recently, I think the influx of heat pumps in this area are being driven by a couple of things. One is that we're in Colorado and we have a ton of sunshine and a ton of people that have put on solar panels, and so they've figured out that if they use their solar panels to pay for the electricity to heat, then they reduce their gas cost, and that's very, very cost efficient. The
That's
other
huge.
thing that a lot of people in the area have discovered is, there are homes out there that have electric baseboard heating, and while baseboard heating is efficient, it's 100% efficient. Because of the cost of it, of electricity, it's very expensive to operate it. So in cases like that, heat pumps make a ton of sense economically. And there are certain cases out there like that. But the main thing is that heat pumps, no matter what, are 3 to 4 times more efficient than using natural gas or electric resistance heat. And even if you're not saving a ton of money on heating your house, by far you're being a lot more efficient, which is ultimately better for the environment.
In the time that we have, we wanted to talk about indoor air quality in the business, and you'll see it hashtagged around on social media and the blogs we have, because like IAQ.
Mm-hmm.
But also talk about efficiency and modulation, whether it's heat pumps, whether it's geothermal.
Right.
That makes a big difference when it comes to indoor air quality, and it's something you think about. I mean, we always have red flag warnings up, and we talk about, oh boy, you know, there's wildfires. It could be anywhere, and all that smoke ends up coming down. So just regular indoor air quality, you spend a lot of time in the air conditioning or the cooler temperatures inside your home. But people don't realize that modulation of the systems that you have also make a difference.
Yeah. And actually, what we found is that our most popular systems are the modulating equipment. And so just to kind of quickly describe that, so most of the older furnaces that are 20 years old or so are either one-stage furnaces where they either come on or go off, and so there's really no different. I mean, they're on high speed or they're off. That's
right. There's two speeds.
Right.
Off.
Right.
It's and like, on.
Yeah, it's like sitting at a stoplight and you press your foot down completely on the accelerator and you go 60 miles an hour down your residential street and then you slam on the brakes and it's off. And that's how an older furnace works. And then they got a little bit smarter about it and were able to put in two-stage furnaces. So you don't have to go 60 miles an hour down the residential street. You can go 30 or you can go 60. And so that was sort of the next advance, and a lot of equipment out there is like that. But what modulating is it's just taking your foot and driving like a normal human being and putting, you know, putting your foot on the gas just enough to, you know, make it go as fast as you want and not have to worry about running through stop signs because you're going too fast and things like that. And equipment likes that better, and it tends to last longer. And people like it better because they're more comfortable. But the other benefit is that if you do have IAQ, indoor air quality, pieces of equipment like humidifiers or air filtration or ion generators or ERV systems, you know, all of those things work better when you have modulating equipment. And the reason is because the fans are running more constantly. And it does two things. It helps keep your house more comfortable, but it also allows air to filter through those filters and humidifiers and things like that. And so all those types of equipment really work better. And that's important for people with allergies or asthma or who need higher humidity levels for whatever reason.
It keeps the air circulating.
Right. Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense. And, The modulation has been around a long time in the commercial world, but it's just become popular in the last probably 5 years or so in the residential world. And, you know, the cost has come down on it. The technology is better. You know, it takes a lot of computer wizardry to make those pieces of equipment work correctly. And not only is it modulating the fan, but it's also modulating the compressor. Or in the case of a gas furnace, it's modulating the burners. And so it just delivers a much nicer result of either heating or cooling.
All of those opportunities are available at sensibleheat.net, Sensible Heating and Cooling. But you go to the website and get a free quote. I'll give our phone number, 720-876-7166. I also want to mention our partners. Bryant has some great modulating heat pumps, water furnace has some modulating, you know, geothermal opportunities. But I mean, there's some great products out there right now. The technology's been figured out, and you have the techs that have the experience to put these in.
Right. And what I've noticed is that there's other contractors that are putting in other manufacturers that either don't offer modulation or they, for whatever reason, the contractors have chosen not to embrace that. And we just feel like it's an important piece of the market. It's really the next step. And with the Bryant series equipment, that's our Evolution series. And with our water furnace geothermal equipment. That's what's called Series 7. And we've been doing those for a very long time now. The water furnace modulation has been around for a lot of years, and we've had great success with that and extremely efficient equipment too.
Great stuff. Good stuff. Happy summer to you.
Well, thanks.
I know
Same
you
to you.
guys are super busy. I'm glad you got a chance to sit down with me because you guys are busy now. People, you can always get a free quote. You can always call if you have questions. The free quote on our website, sensibleheat.net, and quickly financing is available. We can figure out how to work with you as well. We talk about, prices are up in some cases with things that are going on, but there are some deals to be had out there. We talked about the rebates and the credits that are available too, but financing's also available and it's pretty affordable these days.
Yeah, and so we have several different programs through some different lenders, and one of them is the Colorado Renew Loan Program, and that's specifically for energy efficiency upgrades. And they've got two credit unions that they work with, and they've been very good to work with. And then we also have a large commercial lender that does offer some 0% financing, and that's also a very nice program for people that would like to go that direction.
And we also have some financing through Bryant.
Yes, we do.
So, I mean, there, if you need, not even if you need, if you want to upgrade your system, you want peace of mind and knowing that what you're doing is going to work for a long time, can be maintained for a long time by everyone here at Sensible, but is also energy efficient and good for the environment. There's a lot of options out there and a lot of ways that you can get it too.
Yep. That's who we are. That's what Sensible does.
Good stuff. Phil, we'll talk to you later this summer, and I hope you get a little bit of rest because I know you guys have been busy, but happy summer to you.
Well, thanks. And same to you.
That is our electrification podcast here. Make sure you join us in June as we've got more to talk about. You can always send us a comment, whether it's on our website. You see it on our blogs, and certainly on our podcast side of things. We love the comments. If you have questions, just drop us a line. Sensibleheat.net, the place to find us. We'll talk to you again next time.